50,000-bed floating hospital pulled into the port of L.A. in late March and was greeted by grateful politicians, including California Governor Gavin Newsom.
These men and women were quite literally called up a few days ago, came from hospitals all over the state of California and the region.
Normally, the massive ship docks in San Diego, but it moved quickly up the coast.
We activated the ship within 5 days of getting the call.
John Rotruck is the commanding officer of the ship's medical treatment facility. He says the staff of roughly 900 people includes cooks, lab techs, and lots of doctors.
General surgeons, neurosurgeon, plastic surgeon.
The ship is only treating patients who have tested negative for COVID-19. The idea was to ease the burden on local hospitals. Nearly a dozen have sent patients to the Mercy since it arrived. So far, Rotruck says they've treated patients for gunshot wounds, heart failure, and pneumonia. But the ship isn't staffed to treat everything. For example, it can't take care of children or perform open heart surgery. The deployment of the Mercy is open-ended and not restricted to L.A. Salmer Cogliano is a professor of history at Campbell University and a former merchant mariner. He says one of the best things about this ship
is their mobility, their ability to steam at 17 and a half knots and all of a sudden leave Los Angeles and be in San Francisco the next day or Seattle 2 days from then.
Doctors recently criticized the U.S. Navy ship Comfort, which is docked in New York City, for treating only a small number of patients with hospitals overloaded with COVID-19 cases. But in L.A., John Rotruck says he hasn't yet had a lot of requests for the ship's services.
If the demand signal from the local hospitals increases, we're absolutely ready to take those patients.
L.A. County still has hundreds of ICU beds. The Navy says the ship stands ready to pivot to caring for COVID-19 patients if needed.
I dearly hope it does not.
That's Kaiser Permanente Senior Vice President Bill Caswell. His hospitals have sent a handful of patients to the Mercy. And he says a switch to COVID-19 patients only on board would signal the worst-case scenario, that the hospital system can't handle the virus. But Caswell says, luckily, the curve is flattening a little in L.A.
A low trend and fewer patients on the Mercy might be one of those mixed blessings.
While the ship isn't accepting patients with COVID-19, there have been a string of positive test results among members of the crew. Several crew members and those that had contact with them have been isolated off ship. But former mariner Salmer Cogliano says a ship isn't designed to deal with the virus.
The issue with doing that on board a hospital ship is fairly significant because hospital ships are basically floating communities. They produce their own water. They produce their own air.
Caswell says he's still confident it's a safe place for patients. A Navy spokesman says they're following protocols and it hasn't affected their ability to take on new patients. In Los Angeles, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.